What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell us what's going on this week in markets.
Well, you know, what's hot is going to be the cattle markets. Of course, we had a cattle on feed report on Friday that came out and showed us that, you know, pretty much as expected, we don't have a lot of cattle in our feedlots. The numbers came in pretty close to, well, right at expectations, which is going to be friendly for the market. You know, so right now, you know, we did see the live cattle market trade within just earshot of their old contract highs. Feeder cattle traded to new contract highs once again. So we're seeing some good push as far as the feeder cattle market is concerned.
Not hot here this week. What are we looking at? Grain sounding like you said, a little bit of pressure there.
We've seen a little bit of support coming in Sunday night into the corn and the soybean market. They need to see a little bit of a dead cat bounce, but we've traded down those markets down to lows we haven't seen in over 2 years, especially when you start looking at the new crop. We've gone below that December $5 mark for corn. We dropped down below, of course, the major support lines and the soybeans, November dropping down below that $12 line. Both of those pretty strong resistance or support lines, and of course, because of the good planting progress in the eastern Corn Belt and the central Corn Belt and good growing conditions, that's put the pressure on. And the forecast for us to be able to get in the field and get some activity down, all that putting some extra pressure in on the market. Wheat, of course, seeing some pressure from the extension of the grain deal for the Black Sea region, and then also rumors of importing wheat from Poland, all that hit the market a little too hard, overshadowing the winter wheat quality tours information. But right now, we've taken too much out of these markets. We got a lot of the weather premium out of them, so hopefully we can find a little bit of a floor and see a little bit of a bounce in the grains. But right now, they're struggling.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo joining us. What's hot, what's not in the markets?